Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our village board meeting on May 1st. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here this evening. Okay, we will call our meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dirk.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
And Trustee Sampson is excused. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented? Move
Trustee
Harris.
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion?
If you want to slide down here, you can get in this meeting.
Any discussion?
Order.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number three, announcements. The first announcement is on May 16th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., 14 Brown County Historical Organizations will open their doors free to the public for the 4th Annual History Treasure Tour. Revealing many of the community's hidden historical treasures, this relaxed event encourages the public, including students and families, to explore Brown County's rich historical past while enjoying fun, hands-on activities, special behind-the-scenes tours, and exclusive access to expert staff in unique historical environments. You can get more information, I know, at heritagehillgb.org, and Heritage Hill is one of the participating properties. Second announcement, Village Hall summer hours begin on June 4th. What are those summer hours?
Currently, the Village Hall hours are 7:30 through 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. Summer hours will be 7 to 4:30, Monday through Thursday, and 7 to 11 on Friday.
Thank you. Third announcement. On June 9th, we are going to have about 11,000 people running through the village for the Bell and Run. It starts at 8 a.m., ends at noon. And I know we have a representative from the Bell and Run, and we'll be talking about that later on as well, right? So get out and have some fun. It's a great community event. Next announcement. Neighborhood Garage Sale, May 18th through 20th in Alloway. It's the second annual. To learn more information, you can go to thevillageofalloway.com. Next item, movies in the park. There are going to be three movies in Green Isle Park this summer, sponsored by The Lions Club, Zesties, Alloway Optimist Club, and Quick Trip. And the first movie is going to be June 8th at Green Isle Park on the baseball diamond, and it's Disney's Moana. Or is it Moana?
Moana. I don't.
Moana.
Mm-hmm.
So grab your family,
grandkids.
Pull a chair, have some fun. It's going to be good weather. Green Bay Correctional Institution petition. Trevor, would you like to? I can preface it. But,
sure.
I think we had mentioned this before, but we're going to be circulating a petition for businesses and residents to support the effort to replace, to close down Green Bay Correctional Institution, the prison here in Alloway, and to build a new one somewhere else, and then to allow us to develop a very useful and economically pleasing property. Would you like to speak to the
Sure. There's also the online option. We just had a few last-minute tweaks to it today, and that should be on the... Well, I'll give it to Debbie tomorrow to be posted on the website and Facebook.
Okay. So if you would all go to villageofalloway.com, get it on the on our website, share it with your friends, encourage your friends and neighbors and local business owners to support that. We're looking for support from throughout Brown County because from an economic development perspective, it's going to help all. Next one, spring curbside collection has been extended until May 20th. So the last day to put garden waste and leaves to the curb for pickup is May 20th. Brush pickup is the week of May 14th through 17th. And the LeBron yard waste hours starting March 26th. Mondays and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. till noon. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Friday closed, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that information is on our village website. The Plan Commission main meeting, that date has been rescheduled. Do we know what that new date is?
The Monday before Memorial Day, which
May 21st.
Okay. So the next Plan Commission meeting will be Monday, May 21st. And last announcement from the board or from the chair, open book board review. So pursuant to Section 70.45 of the Wisconsin statutes, the assessment roll for the year 2018 assessment will be open for examination starting on the 22nd day of May 2018 at the Alloway Village Hall, right here. Additionally, the assessor will be available on Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018, from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. at the Village Hall to discuss your 2018 assessment. Are there any other announcements from the board? Any other announcements from staff?
I do have one announcement. I don't know if you want to encourage our new public works director to
make that up.
Hello, Clarence.
our new public works director, Sean Jean, is here tonight with us for his first meeting. Sean started last Wednesday. Happy to have Sean with us. He's diving into a lot of stuff right now, keeping him very busy, and just wanted to introduce Sean. And if you want to hear from Sean at all.
Well, thank you. As we do with all new employees, we invite them up to introduce themselves and tell us their life story. Sean, would you like to come up and just say hello?
Sure, dude. Up there or
right? Up here.
All right.
Let our residents see you.
Brad didn't say that. He had to give a speech, but I'm excited to be here. I really am. I got to interview with Jim and Brad and Craig, and actually got to know Craig a little bit through the interview process, and got some big shoes to fill. He really did do a good job here, and he left you guys in good working order. His files are really well organized. He left me with a manual of things to do per month, so I've been looking at that, and he left me a list of things to do. So I'm busy. I'm busy trying to get acclimated. There's a lot to learn. Prior to taking this job, I worked for the city of Wausau for 8 years, and mainly put together contracts for all of the city projects, street, utility, parking lot, stormwater projects, there are things that I haven't done, and I'm excited to learn here, and I'm going to work hard and do my best. You'll find that I'm a pretty fair and honest person, so I'm excited and looking forward to this new opportunity.
Well, great. Welcome to the Village of Alloway.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot. Any other announcements from staff? Hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 4, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak tonight on something that is not on this evening's agenda? We'll start with Joan Brusky.
Joan Brusky, 2568 South Webster Avenue. Just want to say that regarding the tree trimming on Webster Avenue in Annaly, that was done by the Public Works Department of Brown County, that there are easy ways to do things, but sometimes the right way to do things are not easy. And this has definitely not been an easy issue for me, but I want to thank the Village of Alloway, the administration, Red Lane, and Chris Clark, and I want to particularly thank Lynn Green and Matthew Harris for coming to the April 23rd PD&T meeting. I think it made a difference in the outcome of the meeting, and it certainly made a difference to me. So thank you. The next meeting of the PD&T meeting is scheduled for Monday, June 4th, and it will likely be in room 200 of the Northern Building, the county building. So I don't know how important it will be to come to that meeting, but it's certainly, you're certainly open to, or welcome to come. So I think things are proceeding with the Director of Public Works regarding contacting the municipalities for their input. So we did not pass a policy that evening. Again, I think in large part due to the appearance of the two trustees and other people that from the village that appeared. So I just want to thank you, and I look forward to continuing to work with you, and it's been a good situation that way working with you.
Thank you, Joan. Trustee Harris.
Part of the result of the meeting was for the municipalities to get a copy of the planned policy or planned procedure. Do we have a date as to when that would be sent out? I don't know if that was ever established. They just said they would be sending it out.
I think, Brad, you said that they did send it out. Is that correct?
We had them prior to the meeting, and then I did get an additional correspondence from Paul Pentecchio.
Okay.
With some additional comments that so Chris and I will be going through.
Perfect. Thank you.
Any other comments?
You guys should know one of the things that they proposed was a door hanger that says "work ongoing," like meaning right now. And Jim did an awesome job getting them to realize that. Error of that in that our residents need more notice than that. I mean, how do they participate in the process? So there was a lot that went on that night at that meeting, so thank you for representing us, because there's more people upset than are willing to speak out right now, and you're representing all of them, because I don't know one single person who's happy with the trees on Webster, at least that I've talked to. So as much as the County Public Works Department says, oh, we don't know of anybody who's unhappy, they kind of don't know where to go. So Joan's been leading the forefront on that and getting people where they need to go and getting these policies changed, not just for our municipality, but hopefully for the whole county, because they shouldn't be doing that to anybody. So thank you.
Well, and I just think that one always has to look for the benefit of the little guy and all the residents of Alloway, and you know, you can't just gloss over things, and so that's what we're all here for, to serve our constituents. So I'm just pleased that we can do that.
Thank you very much, Joan. For those of you in the audience who don't know, Joan is our county supervisor representing District 14, or the southern half of Alloway, and the Public Works Department for Brown County was going down Webster Avenue trimming trees and weren't doing a very good job of it. And Trustee Green hooked up with our county supervisor, and together they went and represented the folks, and Trustee Harris joined in. So it's once again a great example of local government and the next level up working together. So thank you very much. Clarence, would you like to speak?
Did I see?
You did.
You can introduce him if you want.
I think we'll see that in Alvin, wasn't it? Now we're in trouble. Clarence, 2016, South Webster. Have you missed me?
We have. How are you, Clarence?
Where's our new member?
He's not feeling well today.
Oh, okay. Well, I can understand. First question, did you change the format, or are you going to continue the way you've been doing it with the public appearances and then opening when you get the specific items? Because I had questions and some comments and a little bit of criticism with the rescue. If you want me to wait, if you'll recognize me at that, I'll just hang on with that.
That's not on the agenda tonight. We have not decided what to do with that. But if you would like to speak to it, you're more than welcome to.
Right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. For the most part, I guess I agree. But I do think it was an item that both the city and the fire department should have presented during budget time, not in the middle of the year.
Oh, so you're talking about the fire department?
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. I thought you were talking about something else.
Oh.
Please accept my apologies.
You want me to proceed or wait till next
time? If you could wait, that would be great.
Okay. So you're staying with the way you've been conducting it with the public appearances, and then if somebody wants to speak, you're going to watch out there for somebody to raise their hand and you will recognize it?
That was the issue not on the agenda tonight, and we have not decided that.
Oh, okay.
But if you have an opinion on that, you're more than welcome to share it, as you did with me. And I shared that with the group at our last village board meeting. But if you'd like to, again, that's fine.
All right. Regarding the trees, although I live in Webster and have two trees and didn't touch them, but that was not trimming, that was butchering. Have you ever determined what they are attempting to do besides kill time? It looked to me like a winter work project. You know, they make work.
Right.
Terrible.
One of our
residents. But you're addressing that, so that's beside the point now.
One of our residents used the word murderated, too. So, yeah, there's been some interesting language to go with the interesting.
Could I ask you to use your mic?
Oh, there's been some. One of our residents used the word murderated.
Okay.
So, there's been some interesting language to go along with that. The guys have gotten some additional training, and we're hoping that gets cleaned up and the stubs get cleaned up and that doesn't happen again.
The other part question about more authority when you're on private property.
That is one Supervisor Brusky has been bringing up crazy because none of our residents that she has visited with or I have visited with knew they were even coming. So that is and that's being addressed.
Because I know years ago when we adopted the Dutch Elm Control Ordinance, there was an ordinance in place that if the people did not respond, then we had the right to go in there. But this, I'm not aware of the ordinance that they were not there. I hope they admit that they made a big mistake. That's, I guess, all I have until we get up to the rescue service.
We'll hurry to get there for you.
Okay, yeah, so I can go home.
Thank you, Clarence.
I wanted to ask you, have you warned our new director of public works and the new member about me?
No.
Or are you giving that up to me?
Sean has plenty of time to get to know you.
Well, I hope you will support me saying that I have no private secret agenda, that I just have an interest in village affairs.
That is true.
And a great repository of history.
Thank you, Clarence.
I wish I had his job in case you're wondering.
That's what Clarence just said.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight?
Mark, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Allenway Bike Ped Committee. The state DOT has announced that they postponed indefinitely the reconstruction of Riverside Drive, State Highway 57, which means that there is going to be no more economic development from their standpoint in the Allenway corridor. And so I'm asking the village to go ahead and purchase easements, pedestrian easements, and driving easements for cars to get down to the state-owned parking lot behind Mariners and Shank Building. There's no public access to the Fox River Trail That's all private property, and new state law says that you cannot use eminent domain to take property, which is a good thing. So the only recourse is to purchase easements or purchase land, but it's easier to purchase easements from those property owners. So we need to have access to get down to the trail from West St. Joseph Street and from Alloway Avenue. It wasn't more than 45 minutes ago I was on my way down there, and there was a young family in an apartment complex with a stroller, with a little bicycle on with training wheels, a little dog, young husband and wife, and they were in front of the HME building struggling to get across, and then they went running across, and they didn't know it, but they were on public property to get down to the trail. So everybody's going down and using private property, and we need to purchase an easement so it's legal to get down there. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Any other visitors interested in speaking this evening on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we'll go back to announcements. I'd just like to welcome our former village president, Steve Vandenhoven, to our meeting this evening. He's gracing us with his presence and has been for 9 years, I think, you are served on the village board. So thank you for joining us. It's always great to have you back. Moving on to agenda item number 5 under new business, discussion action regarding billing rates for ambulance service. What? Oh.
Chief, to sit here or go to the podium?
Oh. Well, who's going to kick it off?
Chief.
Okay, Chief, come on up. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good evening, President Rafter and Board of Trustees. I appreciate the opportunity to be here in front of you tonight. I think that Julie Beauchamp has provided you with some documentation prior to my arrival tonight, so hopefully you've had a chance to take a look at that. But just as a little bit of background, back in January, we were reviewing our rates that we bill for ambulance service, and we discovered that we had not looked at our rates in Green Bay since 2010, so basically 8 years ago. And so I called our billing service, which is LifeQuest, a Wisconsin-based company, bills for well over 100 municipalities here in the state, and asked them to run a comparison of, number one, our rates versus people similar to us and or people that they bill for. And then secondarily and most importantly, to make sure that those rates would allow us to maximize reimbursement from Medicare and Medicaid, so the federal agency that reimburses, in Green Bay's case, 50% of our users, and Medicaid, which is about 25%. So they did that, and they came back with a chart that I believe that all of you have in your possession there, and they made some recommendations for new rates. So as you look at the comparisons there, you'll see on the very far right side is, you know, an average of those that they had listed there, but there were others that they had looked at, but those are the ones that they essentially displayed. And they made some recommendations, and those recommendations were to increase the rates, again, number one, to maximize our reimbursement for Medicare and Medicaid, which is our biggest payer source, and, you know, to make sure that we were not overcharging, but certainly not undercharging. Now, as a preface to that, I will tell you that in the last 8 years, the cost for providing the service has gone up exponentially. If you take a look at what you're paying in premiums for healthcare costs alone, those rates have gone up probably in that last 8 years. I would say probably 20% or more, depending on, you know, your municipality and so forth. I know that in Green Bay it's been at least that, if not a little bit higher. But so when you couple the cost of salaries, health insurance, the benefits, the cost of equipment, and and so forth, we are basically trying to keep up with the cost, the increasing cost of providing ambulance service. We just opened up, for instance, a bid today for two new ambulances. We just replaced the Alloway ambulance last year. And the bid price for the ambulance, that's just the ambulance, no equipment, other than the cot that goes in there, was $243,000 and some change for one ambulance. 8 years ago, the cost of that would have been probably about $175,000. So the cost of in all of our areas have gone up exponentially, and we're just trying to, recover and stay up with the cost of providing a service. Now, I work for, as a fire chief, I've been working for all of you and all the citizens of Alloway and Green Bay for the last 5 years. We've been providing their service for the last six. And we are cognizant of the fact that citizens pay these bills. And so we're not, I guess looking back at it, we should be reviewing these rates on an annual basis. Well, it didn't happen. And so we're kind of playing catch up here, and it looks like a very large jump, and it is, because they haven't been raised in this case, in Alloway's case, 7 years. But having said all that, we also know that there may be a lot of hardship cases out there, folks that are on fixed incomes and people who just can't pay for that service. And so there is a process that is in place with the billing company for any individual to claim hardship. There's an application for that process, and essentially any resident of Alloway or Green Bay can fill out the application either online, or they can come right here to the village hall, fill out the application, and then we would get it into our billing company. The billing company would come back and make a recommendation, and then I would work with Brad and or Julie or whoever is designated to review the hardship case and either approve it or not. There are also plenty of different options as far as folks to be able to make payments. I can tell you in Green Bay's case, we have taken situations that where people are down in their luck, and we've said pay $10 a month until you can pay it off, and that might extend over multiple years. So we have done, we feel like we're trying to do everything we can in order not to create a hardship for our individual citizens. The idea here is not to get in anybody's personal pocket, but certainly to make sure that the agencies, Medicare, Medicaid, and of course private insurance companies are paying the going rate for providing that service. I'll tell you, the private ambulance services, as you look at those rates, would be double and triple that rate because they are not tax supported, and of course they're in business to make a profit. So I would ask you to keep that in mind as you have the deliberation, and of course I'm here to answer any questions. I do have a copy of the hardship application here. I'll just leave it with Brad, but unless you would like for me to pass it out. But just a very simple application. Again, it can be done online. It can be done at your library. You can direct anybody to the website. Or they can fill it out right here at the village hall if you have that. And it asks for some very basic information that the billing company can go back and verify, and then make a determination, and then make a recommendation both to myself and to the village. So with that, I will be here to answer any questions that you may have.
I have one quick question. What do you mean by maximizing Medicare and Medicaid?
So Medicare and Medicaid does not pay 100% of what we bill. They have a formula that they use that is, they essentially look at a wide area. So they may look at the state of Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, and Iowa. They blend the cost of providing ambulance service in all those areas, and they say this is going to be the cap of what we will pay no matter what you charge. And so we are trying to make sure that we get right to the cap so that we can be reimbursed for the service and to help pay for essentially the ambulance, the paramedics, and all the supplies. One of the other changes that you will see in here is we are now, at least in Green Bay, we've adopted these rates already, so just so that you're familiar with that, we adopted those back in April. And the city council adopted it unanimously. We are bundling now, instead of charging for advanced life support calls where we might be using IVs and drugs and things of different natures, instead of piecemealing and charging for each individual rate, part of the increase here just takes that and it's called bundling. It just is all included, so they don't, you won't see an itemized bill for all those things. So that was one of the changes that was made in this rate recommendation.
Do you know what our current cost per trip is?
I don't know, but I can certainly get that information for you before you take this up on action. But I will tell you, it's far less than what the rate is that you're being shown. Yeah, by the time we start, you know, start talking about the cost of the personnel and all the benefits that go along with it, and cost of vehicles, cost of heart monitors, and all the supplies that go along with it. I would say I'd be comfortable in saying right now it's more than the rate that we're asking for.
Okay. And the last question I have is, I forget. Okay, short-timer's disease. I'll turn it over to any other questions, and I'll see if I can remember. Anyone else have questions for Chief? Trustee Harris.
I think this is the first time you've been in front of us since I've become a trustee. I just want to, I've bragged about our ISO Class 1 designation. My younger brother is been a firefighter for 20-plus years in Illinois.
Yeah, first in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. So I've taken that chance to brag a little bit about where we're at. I do have some concerns about the costs, okay, because just as you presented, you don't know what our costs are, and I think that has to be the starting point for determining what you're going to charge for a service. Most of the increases that we're looking at, if you look at the BSL and the ASL1, those increases we're getting told are $200 each. Why is it $200? Do we know that our cost should be really $150, $165? Maybe they should be $225. Why would the cost increase and proportionally the revenue increase for those two things be the same? I'm not following why those items are the way they are. Also, the way this is being presented, we're increasing revenues because it is a reimbursable expense. We haven't had an increase for several years. Understand that needs to happen. Also, I understand the alignment of trying to get our rates for Alloway in line with Green Bay, but I don't see a clear justification for the amount of the increases that are happening. In each instance, we're going above what the average is for these other municipalities. Some of them are 4%, some of them are 12%. But the BLS on care, we're going to 32% and 35% above the average. I'm looking for a little bit more background on how those numbers were determined. It looks as if we were just given, do these 200, 200, 200, 200, these two 300, the other ones are going up. If you look at the ALS on scene care, that's going up 600 and 610% from the current rate. I understand how different they were from other municipalities, but again, that kind of jump, why would you make that kind of jump and still go above the average?
Well, I think the simple answer to that is, again, we're looking to maximize the reimbursement rate from Medicare and Medicaid. That's kind of the overriding and overbearing reason for the increases that you're seeing there. Again, I can get you the cost per call. If you're familiar with your budget, you know that you pay Green Bay about $1.8 million and some change for your contracted service. That includes both, you know, fire and medic service. So, you know, just running through the math, it's, you know, things are fairly expensive. And again, the cost of the equipment, which you don't pay for, is drastically increasing. I just said we just opened a bid for an ambulance for two ambulances. They're $243,000 each. Cardiac monitors about another $40,000, and then just keep going from there. We're probably to stock and furnish an ambulance just on equipment. I would say we're easily at. $325,000 to $330,000 each one. And we're replacing those ambulances every 4 years because of the wear and tear on them. So they are in a rotation so that, you know, our mechanics look at them every year. Sometimes we can get 5 years out of them depending on where they're located. Typically we're replacing them every 4 years. But I understand your question. I'm certainly happy to get you the cost of call. You know, we'll get that forward to you in the next couple of days.
Thank you. Any other understand what I was getting at in terms of why certain different services would be going up the same flat dollar amount.
I didn't make that recommendation, but I just asked our billing company to make sure that they were maximizing our reimbursement rates with the two major payers that we have. So that would be, you know, off the top of my head, that's the answer to that question. As far as the on-scene care, that's really kind of a, we look at that as being a preventative kind of measure. We have a lot of circumstances where individuals will call the ambulance on a regular basis and then refuse to be transported. And when they do that, they may or may not really actually need care, but it does take our ambulance out of service, so they're not available for an actual emergency. And so part of that rate is a kind of a preventative measure that if you're going to continue to call the ambulance for non-emergency issues and then refuse to go to the hospital, you're still going to get a bill. And so that's really the reasoning behind
there's
that.
There's a cost of operation. Understood. Yep.
Is the Medicaid reimbursed at about 40%? 40 cents on the dollar? What'd you guess?
They're probably about 51 or 2%, maybe 53. It changes every year. The Medicare and Medicaid formula, Medicaid's kind of based off of Medicare. They are both very, very extremely difficult formulas to understand and work through. That's why we have a billing service. But I think that's about the rate that we're getting.
And about 65% of the calls are for that population.
Yep.
Those two people.
Yep.
Any other questions? Do you know what, you don't know what the caps are for those services? Medicare and Medicaid, what the cap is that they'll pay at this point in time?
Well, I'm going to assume that it's at, you know, 53% of the number that we have presented here, but I'll get, you know, the exact dollar for you.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
And I know we had a request from Mr. Matuszak to speak on this matter. Could I have a motion to suspend the rules? Trustee Harris. Seconded by Trustee Dart. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes.
Harris from Tuesday, 2680 Southwester. Let me digress for 30 seconds for your benefit and for his benefit, following what you said, what I've heard out in the community, okay? Because I do keep my ears open, that the merger of the apartments is win, win, win. Residents of Green Bay are benefiting financially, and they appreciate it. The firefighters like the merger. It was surprising a little bit. Our old firefighters like it as well, and our residents. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, and it's kind of a generalization, but I've heard. I hate to.
Clarence, I'm sorry. Could you just address us? Thank you.
Sure. One thing I hesitate to use is generalization, but the reason given by the firefighters liking to work at our station rather than the others is that they're appreciated more by the people. It's nice to hear, isn't it?
Yes, okay. It is.
Now I'll get to the business at hand. As I said, I'm a little concerned that this thing is whispering. That this should have been presented at budget time rather than in the middle of the year. I always get upset from requests for changes in the middle of the year. That hasn't changed. But I'm also pleased that our staff, particularly Julie, was involved with this from the get-go and it's not dumped on us all of a sudden. But the next point is kind of a negative, is that I think there should have been a kind of a tentative improvement between the two municipalities before any formal action was taken. Because I agree with that, you know, the charges should be the same, but there could have been agreement beforehand. Otherwise, what if you want to change it now? You know, and you still have this unbalanced. Let me look at my notes for just a moment, please. Oh, I have to ask a question of the Green Bay Department. Who is the proven authority for this hardship? And is there an appeal method? How is that addressed?
I believe the chief said, Chief
Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, hardships, the application goes to our billing company, which is LifeWest. It's a Wisconsin-based company. They'll make a recommendation back to me as the fire chief and to Brad Lang as the village administrator here in the city and in the village, and then we would make a determination together as to whether or not we're going to approve the hardship and waive the bill.
And if the person doesn't agree with your agreement, is there an appeal process for them?
No, there is no appeal process on that.
The other thing, I think I know the answer now after listening to the chief, is that why does this doing have to be such a complex issue? You know, in my mind, it always would have been, you know, resident, non-resident, transport, no transport, that was it. I'm presuming that might be triggered by your reimbursement red tape. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your question.
Why must this billing process be so complex with all the different components as opposed to the flat charge? Either we transfer or we don't.
Well, because there are different rates that are reimbursed for Medicare and Medicaid, again, our biggest payers are federal government and state government.
I'm sorry, Clarence, can you direct your comments
sure.
here? On
yeah, long time I listen and read lips at the same time.
Okay. Well, if you address me, then you can look at them for the answer.
Okay, all right. But what I was saying, I think I got my answer, that all this complexity in billing is triggered by the Medicare and Medicaid bureaucracy. That's
sounds like a fair statement.
Yeah.
The chief is shaking his head.
All right. Well, that's all I have for you this evening.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for your input. I'll take up a motion to pick up the rules. Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Dart. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We'll keep everyone in the discussion. My fellow trustees. Okay. Discussion. Or do I have a motion on this issue?
I would actually move we postpone this till we find out what the cost per call is.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
Just one point is I hate to see our whole rescue squad being dictated by Medicaid and Medicare, because there's a whole lot of other people. There's the other 50% that aren't using that, and I don't know if I feel real right about that. So I would really like the numbers also.
Well, and those are the ones that get negotiated rates, along with the ones with traditional insurance companies. The people that pay the RAF rate are the ones least able to do it. Those are the ones that have the hardship clauses. And so we keep putting rates higher so we get the percentage of Medicare, Medicaid reimbursement. But we've got a segment of the population that get slammed in that.
That's right.
They find it just, I'd like more information.
Okay. And just to clarify one thing, earlier in your conversation, Chief, you had mentioned that this has already been voted on and approved by the city?
That is correct.
So do we even have a say in this?
You absolutely do. You can do your rates as they are. This is a request for you to change your rates. It's completely up to you as the elected officials as to whether or not you do it.
Okay.
I've just expressed to you the rising costs that we're facing on the fire department side. But in no way does the Green Bay's action have anything to do
Understood.
With your action.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions?
Can we tell the effect on the village budget that this increase would have? Or can we assume that 100% of the ambulance charges and or costs are borne by the recipient?
Chief, do you have a comment?
There are no effects on your budget as far as the expenses are concerned. Your revenue line, per the contract, per our memorandum of understanding, the revenue from the ambulance billing is an 85-15 split, so you receive and keep 15% of the revenue.
Okay. Any other questions, comments?
It's been 7 years since there was an increase.
Yep. Okay. And our rates were different before from Green Bay.
Right.
Okay. So. Okay, we have a motion to postpone until we have further information in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Chief, we thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take a good counsel now.
Send them our best. Action item number six. Action request for Class A fermented malt beverage and liquor license for Everest Mart Inc. At 1501 South Webster Avenue. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Moved to approve.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
This is just a transfer of ownership. That's why it's for more than the 12-month period.
Yes. Okay. Well, they could fill out a renewal form for right. 1 month, but it would look the same. So.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Yes. It's a brand new license. New owner. And they are here, if you would like.
Would we like to suspend the rules to invite the new owners up?
Yes.
Trustee Dart says yes. Trustee Harris seconds that yes. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Would you like to come up, folks? Good evening.
Good evening.
Could you give us your name and address, please?
Hi. I'm Ham Sharma. I live in 2202 Nicollet Drive, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54311.
Okay. Thank you. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I just moved to Greenville in 2016, December. I own one business in University Avenue, which I'm running right now. Okay. And now I'm thinking to buy this. And
so you're thinking to buy it?
Yes.
Have you not purchased the property?
No, it's already almost over. Like, there are some things to be done.
Okay.
Get the license and all that. I'm just waiting for that.
Okay. And
the bank wants the license and all that before.
A liquor license?
Yeah.
Okay. But otherwise, it's all a go.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to pick up the rules. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Excuse me. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Any discussion? So this will only be approved if the deal goes through. So it's contingent on the sale of the property.
It's contingent upon all the paperwork being provided that's needed. So.
Okay. But if they don't get the property for some reason?
If they don't get the property, then they, yes, it would not go through. It would not be issued.
Okay.
It would still be granted, but
so
not issued.
Pitt Rose is still good. Pitt Rose is then still good.
They have not applied.
Okay.
Oh, there's Wilkes Barre. Okay. Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those, any other discussion? Trustee Dunn.
One question. Does this run as a Shell station then?
No.
Oh. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Welcome to Alloway.
Thank you.
Action item number seven, action regarding vendor permit and noise variance permit request from Tiffany Zuckert for the Green Bay Down Syndrome Awareness Walk on August 26th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Green Isle Park. Do we have anyone from this item? Okay. So, the request is for on August 26, 2018, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Green Isle Park, about 400 people. And the noise variance is what? Jason, you spoke with them, right?
Yeah. Just go until 6. We're going to be placing the speakers towards 172 and everything else.
She'll be on hand if you have any questions or concerns about the noise. Be able to turn it off.
Do you have any concerns?
No, not at this time.
Okay. So do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Dart. All those in favor signify by, or any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 8, action regarding noise variance request for the Bell and Run. Like I said earlier, the Bell and Run is on June 9th, 2018, from 7 to 11 a.m., about 15,000 people going through our fair village and parts of the city of Green Bay. And we do have representatives from the Bell and Run if we want to hear from them. Does anyone want to hear from them? Sean, do you have anything to say?
Is this the first year for this?
I'll say let's suspend the rules. I'll make a motion to suspend the rules.
Second
by Trustee Atwood. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. You come out, we have to let you talk.
All right. President Rafter and members of the Village Board, my name is Sean Ryan. I live at 1971 Prescott Place in the Village of Ledgeview. And I'm joined by Linda Maxwell, who is the Bellin in-house race director, and John Stolowski, who's our entertainment coordinator. Just wanted to share a few updates. Not a lot changing. It is the 42nd annual. The numbers are flat right now. We're hoping to see growth, but probably right now we're at a comfortable level. We expect on race day somewhere in the neighborhood actually of 11,000 runners. Okay. So it's been down a little bit in recent years. But the event is scheduled for Saturday, June 9th, always the second Saturday in June. The road closures that will affect the residential area go from on Webster Avenue from East Mason to Port Lear from 4 a.m. till noon, the section there in front of the hospitals. And we work closely with St. Vincent's as well as Bellin ERs to make sure they're taken care of. Then there's a rolling closure starting at about 7:30 from Port Lear South all the way to Highway 172. And that closure follows the course route through the village, which I think you're all familiar with, down Green, East River, St. Joseph Street, up to Libel, and then into the neighborhoods in Green Bay, north of Calb, and to the finish line. We're hoping to see everybody cross by 11:30 in the morning. It's always our goal to have Webster Avenue south of Port Lear reopened right behind the runners. Hopefully everyone's off of Webster by 9:30, and then there's a rolling opening throughout the rest of the course with an eye towards reopening the northern section of Webster there by Mason Street by noon. That's always my goal. And Linda can tell you a little bit about notification to the neighborhoods, because we've really stepped up our efforts in recent years based on feedback from this body as well as the residents to make sure they're well aware of what's taking place. So I'll let Linda speak to that.
Okay. Thank you. We are going to continue with the type of neighborhood notification that we instituted 2 years ago, which is more of a newsletter instead of a postcard, so we're able to give more information, more detailed information on, you know, how people can get out, where they're going to be blocked off, so that they know that, okay, as of 9:30, this area they can get out. That is in draft form now, and we intend to have it to the village by the end of the week for their input. We'll be sending that over to Brad Lang. We will also be doing, as we've done the last 2 years, door hangers on Beaupre to give them notification that if in the unlikely event that we need to shorten the event to a 5K, they will go down that street. We are only restricting parking on one side of the road because we know that it's unlikely to happen. The only time it really would happen would be is if we had a storm that came through and we'd have to delay until after 9:30. It's pretty much understood that if it's heat-related, we would end up either doing a 10K or canceling. So the only time it would happen is if we had to delay past 9:30 for our start.
And when will you be notifying the residents?
We send it out 2 weeks prior. We don't want to send it out too early.
Right.
Included in that notification will also be the notification that we're doing the Neighborhood Appreciation Concert again on June 2nd in Astor Park. So we will include that. So we want to get it out a week before that so they know that the concert's coming and that about the street closures.
And will your newsletter include anything about how they can get out if they're blocked? I know in previous years you've offered
yes.
golf carts and mixers.
Yes, and who to contact for that.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Any questions? We thank you very much, folks. Well, you did come. Do you want to say anything
yes.
about the entertainment? The
music.
It's going to be really good. No, it's pretty much the same as last year. It is the same as last year. I'm a little bit worried about the... we used to put things in front of the car wash on Webster, and it's being torn... I don't know. They're redoing something on it, so we might not have a DJ there. Other than that, everything's the same. And I haven't heard any complaints, but we're really... Anybody saying anything, it's too loud. I've got all my DJs on cell phones, all my bands, so I can call them and say, turn it down, whatever it may be. So they start when the race starts. We just make sure that we're not the ones waking up the people. The 11,000 people running on the road are the ones waking them up first, if that's the case. But
okay, great. Thank you very much.
That's
thank
a great
you.
Event. Oh, that location at the car wash, by the way, their opening is not until July, so my guess is that you're going to have some...
Yeah, I
some
might
barriers
just
there.
Skip that so, one, and it is what it yeah. is. We got polka two blocks before that.
There's always the cleaners across the street.
There you go. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, do I have a motion on this item?
My turn.
Pardon me?
Return.
Oh, thank you. Do I have a motion to return to order? Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Dart. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood moves to approve. Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 9. Action regarding proclamation recognizing May as Historic Preservation Month. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich.
I would move to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We are going to take items 10, 11, and 12. And 13 as one. So we are, as you know, we have many volunteers who help this village run on a day-in and day-out basis and serve on our committees. We're very thankful to them for that. And so tonight I'm announcing the ends of the terms for the following people. Resolution 2018-06, thanking Chris Collada for his years of service on the Board of Ethics. Resolution 2018-07, thanking Diane Woodhead for her years of service on the Economic Development Committee. Diane is moving out of our neighborhood. Resolution 2018-08, thanking Dave Duran for his many years of service on the Park, Rec, and Forestry Committee. And Resolution 2018-09, thanking Martha Bonney for her years of service on the Parks, Rec, and Forestry Committees. We thank them all very much for their service. Wish them well in the future. And do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Moved approved.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. They will each receive a certificate from the village, thanking them for their service. Action item number 14, action regarding renewal applications for licenses to sell fermented malt beverages and intoxicating liquors from 7-1-2018 through 6-30-2019.
Can I make one comment?
You may.
Pitt Road did turn in theirs originally, and I didn't take them off the list on the agenda, which they should be. We can't issue two licenses to one location.
Okay.
So if for some reason, once we issue the other one, if they can't get their license, we still have time to bring back Pitt Row if they still own the building.
Okay, thank you. So do I have a motion to approve the malt beverage licenses, excluding Pit Row at this point in time. Trustee Harris.
So moved.
Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 15. Excuse me. Request from Lorelei Inn, Inc. at 1412 South Webster Avenue for a noise variance permit and to allow alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot on September 21st and 22nd for their Oktoberfest celebration. A representative from Lorelei was here either at our last meeting or the meeting before, and I read the attachment that we have, but the Lorelei Oktoberfest in part donates money to a lot of the nonprofits here in Alloway and around the community. And the 2017 Oktoberfest, Lorelei donated $1,000 to the Alloway Kiwanis Club, or to the Alloway Kiwanis Leonard Hack Scholarship Fund, $2,000 to the CP Center in Alloway, plus two iPads were donated during the year, $1,000 to El Trusa House, $500 to the Green Bay Animal Rescue, $500 to Pearly Gates Animal Veterans Ride in July, $500 to Pearly Gates Veterans Day Meal in November, $500 to the Alloway Beautification Committee. So they donate a lot of money, a lot of people have a lot of fun, and they are requesting that we allow the noise variance for music till 10 p.m. and the event till 11 p.m. And I trust that our DEO spoke with them. And everything's okay from your perspective?
My perspective, yes. The only change, the year before they asked for 9, this year they're asking until 10 o'clock, which is still within our noise variance.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
Well, aren't they asking from 12? Oh, they're still asking from 10. I'm sorry, I got my AMs and PMs and 12 a little bit confused. So I'm good.
You're good?
Never mind.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion on this?
I'll move to approve.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Trustee Harris?
I think my only concern is due to the success level, they ran out of wristbands last year in terms of identifying who could consume alcohol and who couldn't. So I think the only thing I want to make sure of is, you know, because the minimal cost for an extra 500,000, 2,000 wristbands, they have those on hand. That'd be the only thing I'd ask that they change for 2018.
Okay, good point. You'll make sure they get to know that.
And a lot of community support obviously comes from the event, so that's a good thing.
Okay, any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 16, action regarding approval of CSM for parcel AL 1148, also known as 2550 South Webster Avenue. Do I have a motion on this item? Excuse me. Would you like Trevor to speak up? Lynn, what do you have to say?
Move to approve.
Okay.
I'd second.
Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion?
That's kind of what it was in the past, wasn't it? When the dance studio with living quarters above? Bernie Matsky or somebody?
The CSN.
No time.
Wait a minute. This one's on Martha.
This is the one on Martha. Trevor, would you like to fill
this in? On Webster.
But yeah, but it goes through to Martha.
What's this?
So the CSM, I haven't heard anything from any new property owner. I think the CSM is being filed under the current property owner. I have heard different things from neighbors of the property, but I haven't heard any specifics on development of the property. It is zoned single family, so these would both be the size would be, you'd be able to construct two single-family homes on this property. If it's anything other than that, it's going to have to come before a planning commission and village board for approval. So,
okay, and this is for approval. Excuse me. We're approving the CSM that the Brown County Planning Department approved.
Correct. Right. It's one of those things.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
So and rubber stamp that we have to do.
Right. Just in a point of reference, this is across the street from St. Matthews. Oh, Street.
So if they were to build two parcels, one entrance would probably be on Webster and the other on Martha?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. But there aren't any requests for that at this time.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. We have a motion to approve and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 17, schedule a hearing for conditional use request for 1317 South Webster Avenue. We have a motion on this item. Trustee Green.
I would move to schedule a hearing.
I'd second that.
Second by Trustee Dart. Any discussion?
As I said before, as I misspoke before, I think that's what kind of was in the past, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A dance studio, living quarters, whatever, so somewhat similar.
It's consistent with surrounding uses.
Yeah.
This is the same information. Well, this is the same parcel brought to us prior with a... Well, I never came to the village board. Right. Never mind. It was the plan commission that it was discussed.
Yeah.
So yes, it was used this way before.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those, excuse me, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 18, approval of certificate of appropriateness form. Trevor, fill us in.
This is just updating a form that this is just updating a form that we've had on file. Essentially, it's just organizing it better, the information better, and condensing it to one page front and back. There are some additional guidelines that we added on the back for the recommendation of the Historic Preservation Committee. These guidelines are similar, because we do have a similar ordinance as the City of the Pier, these guidelines are similar to what the City of the Pier offers. There's their residents. It was approved and then is brought up at the Historic Preservation Committee just to bring it to the Village Board just for I guess reference or. But
so you're not looking for us to approve it?
You're welcome to, but I don't think it's necessary. Again, this just, as of today, this form would only apply to that one property that we have in Heritage Hill that's locally designated, so.
Okay. And what's the, how many other properties in the foreseeable future will go through this process?
As many as the Historic Preservation Committee desires. It was discussed at their last meeting that their focus currently is the doing the work needed to nominate the Robinson Hill Historic District to the National Register, so that's separate of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that is done, then they may want to focus on which properties in the village they want to locally designate, if they do.
Okay, so this is basically condensing a form and changing some of the wording that we had before?
Right.
Okay, do I have a motion on this item?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Do I have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion?
It was discussed at the Historic Preservation last week, and I think it had pretty good support there. Well, I should say unanimous support. That it would help put some information together in a more clear-cut kind of way, format. So we thought it was a good idea. Bring it to the board.
Okay. We have a request from the floor to speak. Do I have a motion? Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Come on up, Jim.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I've been working on this form for about 10 years now. This has been, it's taken a long time to go from what the original law was, the original ordinance was, to what we have today. The ordinance is vastly improved from what it was originally. The form is possibly the best form in the state because it took a lot of work to get to this point. Most places didn't even have a form for this. This was just simply a mandate by the State Historic Preservation Office. So what this, the significance of this form is that it now clearly spells out to the village and to everybody in a historic district that they are not subject to compulsory compliance with the village historic preservation law unless their house is specifically designated as individually locally historic. So the reason that that's important is all the tax benefits, all the benefits that go along with historic designation belong at the state and national level. All the bad things that happen at the local level. That's when you start regulating colors of houses, what you can put a new front porch on, changing your gutters, everything like that. So this form went through a lot of changes, and specifically the back of the form that spells out that you will not be regulated unless you're locally designated. So it's a good thing to be on the National Register. It's a bad thing for an individual property owner to be locally designated. And this is possibly the best form in the state. And our municipal ordinance now that it's gone through a lot of changes is possibly one of the best in the state. City of Green Bay has been struggling to get to where we are, and we took a different approach. But we are a certified local government. We get grants for studies, and the city of Green Bay does not, even though that they have a significant historic presence. So I just wanted to point out that this is possibly the best form in the state with regards to what this is, and this should be a model for all the other communities that want to do what we're doing. Thanks.
Thank you. Could I have a motion? I'll make a motion to pick up the rules. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We have a motion to approve and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Agenda item number 19. Appointment of Dina Mooney to the Parks, Rec, and Forestry Committee. We received an application quite a while ago from Dina Mooney offering to be on committees, but at that point in time we didn't have any. When an opening on the Parks Committee opened up, I reached out to her to ask her if she would like to participate. She's been a county planner she's been a resident for about 9 years here in Alloway, loves Alloway. She's a county planner currently for Calumet County. She was a planner for the city of River Falls and for the city of Danville, Virginia. So she's very involved in planning and economic development and really was excited about being part of the Parks Department. So I would like to nominate her and ask you to approve her appointment to the Parks and Rec Committee. Do I have a motion on that item? Trustee Harris.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Dart. Any discussion?
She is currently on the Historic Preservation Committee. I've gotten to know her through that, and great person, should be an asset to that committee as well.
Excellent. Thank you. All those in favor, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We'll take items 20A through C as one. Do I have a motion for the consent agenda? Trustee Green. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 20, or reports. Discussion 21, discussion regarding code 432-3, refuse carts. Mr. Lang.
Well, I failed to introduce our code enforcement officer. Mike Lauder is here tonight.
Welcome, Mike.
He wanted to be a part of this discussion as well. Obviously, we've got things that come and go that tend to be a nuisance, so to speak, for some and not as much for others, but the storage of refuge carts is probably one that has been in the forefront since day one, just due to the size of the carts versus the size of garages and everything else. And at one point, we all had three. Granted, we're down to, a lot of us are down to two. I still have three, I'm not sure. But anyway, when looking at the ordinance, or having discussions with Mike about some of the things that we wanted to address, and probably going back again to one of the biggest complaints we get are the storage of garbage carts right in front of someone's home, right in front of the garage, or they're visible from the street, whether on the side of the yard, next to the garage, or just the care of where they're placed. In looking at our ordinance, B, the very last sentence in B, puts our code enforcement officer probably in a position that he's going to lose-lose. Because it goes back to asking people to store their garbage cans out of sight, screen, in their garage, as best as reasonably possible, considering the features of the property. A judgment call that can cause probably more harm than good. If we're looking at wanting to enforce this ordinance, one thing that Mike and I have talked about and per Mike's suggestion would be to eliminate that last sentence, or at least that verbiage of that's just as best as reasonable possible, given the features. What Mike did do, bear with me, is kind of give them some ideas of what people have done. You know, here's some screening. Works well. Oh boy, forever.
You should be able to just hit over.
Hit over where? Oh my, there's no arrow. Oh, there's arrow?
On the keyboard.
Well, there we go. I need a mouse. Again, here's a situation where there's sort of. Some nice screening. They're in no particular order. And I'm hoping that some of them are recognizable. here's a perfect example that would probably generate several calls, especially to Mike, asking for him to deal with this situation. The townhouses on East River Drive, single stall garage, very difficult. Would there be some screening put in? I think probably, but it could cause a little bit of, possibly. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it at that. Here would be one that could be considered an obstacle again. Single stall garage. By the time you put the garbage can in and try to pull your car in, you can't open the driver's door or you can't open the passenger side door. And just kind of stored out front. Some screening using natural vegetation. However, you know, someone could see them from the side. I mean, that's where some of that mm-hmm. technical aspect gets into play and becomes a little bit muddy. Again, just another example of an obstacle because of this particular situation. Not sure if it's a stall and a half, it very well could be, but if these residents at this particular location were asked to screen them, how are they going to have to pull them up the hill? And so it becomes a pretty interesting dilemma for the particular resident.
You could still put a screen in front of that.
There are some options. Yes, it's screen in the front, but not from the side. Just another example. And one last left. The three stall drive, but then yes, they're all up front. Whoops, what happened to my last cover? There's a way to fix that. The door here. So one of the thoughts, we got an operator now. One of the thoughts were to, how can we better educate the residents? A thought was to go up and place door hangers for those that are not following the current ordinance, and give them some diagrams on basically what you can do, what's allowed. You know, either it's a lattice or it's a fence or it's shrubbery, stone wall, whatever the case may be. But again, it goes back to it's a tough one to enforce because of, I think, part of that language on there using his judgment. Each one of us has a different scenario. Maybe our garage is full. Maybe we built it for other things.
And perhaps you could clean it.
Yeah, maybe we should put some of those things in the trash can and not the curb.
So, I don't know if you have anything else to kind of share on this tonight, but again, we wanted to bring first just as a discussion and talk about some of the obstacles that Mike is dealing with when he's trying to enforce this.
Well, we let Sean speak earlier. Should we let Mike come up? And
we should let Mike do this.
Mike, come on up. Welcome to the village.
Thank you. Welcome. You know, I've only been here for 5 weeks, and I can say that this is the largest complaint I receive either in emails and phone calls or people coming right to the front desk and complaining all over the village. And like I said, it's very hard to try to explain to them what our ordinance is. And again, I can feel for some of these people because of the situation of their homes. But we do have to get something set up because of the amount of people that are truly upset about our refuge carts in this village. And I think this is one of the best ways to educate them, try to work with them, see what we can do, give them suggestions for their field. I mean, 2 4x4 gates can make a great 90-degree angle cover for these refuge carts from the side of their homes if they don't have a backyard or something to work on. So with this, we're hoping be able to solve a lot of the problems and also help me to educate our residents.
Great.
I think it's really nice that you're trying to provide solutions for people instead of just pointing out the issues. So yeah, I appreciate that.
Mike is definitely using the knock on the door first before sending a letter.
I already had him knock on my door. That was at work, not at home.
So this is something that we'll have to bring back because it is a change in the ordinance. So that's if you would please read through it. And if you have any further suggestions, that we would certainly be welcome to take those into consideration. But I think to start with is removing this language and moving forward with these door hangers. City of Green Bay and I believe De Pere are really starting to push to get people to take care of their refuge cars because we don't want to see them.
And if you, made that change, someone could always ask for a variance to the ordinance. But work through Mike on that, right?
Yes.
Work toward a solution of some sort.
It's you know, if Mike is reaches out to a resident and says that they need to put them away, well, it's not uncommon for that resident that was asked to do so that goes around the village and takes down 50 addresses and
true.
30 pictures, and why not them?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So,
oh, perfect. That reduces Mike's effort. You can just go right there.
You send letters.
Excuse me. Okay. Any other comments for Brad while or Mike when they're working on this?
You know, I can foresee in extenuating circumstances, possibly an elderly couple, you know, that just doesn't have a means to get it done, that maybe we could incorporate the local scouts or somebody to help them mm-hmm. do the 2 4-by-4 sheets and
yes.
help them, little community service outreach or
something. Sort of
service clubs,
yeah.
too.
Yep. Excellent point. Any other discussions, thoughts? Thank you, Brad. Moving on to item number 22, discussion regarding Code 302, restrictions on operation of sound amplifiers.
I guess this is, again, another one of those that in the ordinance, it shows up in two different locations with two different time periods. And we're looking at trying to follow basically the county ordinance, which would be the 10 to 7, or if you want to say it's 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. This would, some of these changes here would address that.
So you're proposing that you make those changes and bring them back for approval?
You know, the thought was, you know, are there any concerns from the board itself on the ordinance, changing it from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock? We've had a few requests in the last couple months to extend the noise ordinance. One for Heritage Hill, I think that was asking for like 11 o'clock.
Yep.
And then we just did the Lorelei tonight for 10 o'clock. So I think it's just cleaning it up and making sure that it's in one location and doesn't confuse people, doesn't confuse staff. This is where it is.
Any thoughts? Fellow board members?
Are these hours kind of, you said, consistent around the county or Green Bay? And
whether or not they're consistent with other communities, it's consistent with Bronx County's noise ordinances. Debbie did a lot of work on this, and I thank her for doing that.
The county hours are 10 to 7?
Correct.
Okay.
And the county normally deals with properties in less dense areas, I would guess.
I'm sorry.
The county traditionally works in the rural areas. They govern the rural areas more so than dense residential areas.
Yes and no. I mean, you do have some road work and those sort of things.
Okay.
Of course, Webster Avenue, Alloway Avenue.
Yeah. Okay. Any other thoughts? Words of wisdom? No words of wisdom.
You think.
Okay. Thank you for your hard work. Continue. Action item number 23. Any future agenda items? Trustee Abbott.
I would like to revisit or to officially get it on the agenda. On, I believe it's called clutch braking or compression braking on 172. It seems to be that it's posted somewhere around where East River Drive in 172 intersect is where the reduction of speed from 65 to 55 takes place.
Yep.
And now that we're into that season of open windows, I can attest to the fact for the last few mornings that's all you hear is, you know, that compression braking. That I think if it was posted no compression braking, or posted hours or something of that nature. It would probably be a huge benefit to all the adjoining residents in that neighborhood. So if we could, I don't know how to word it, but
yep.
I'd move
I've
to get it on.
I've before.
Seen those signs
no
before,
air braking.
So air braking,
yeah, whatever,
whatever it is.
That would take working with the DOT, but yeah, let's get that on the agenda. Excuse me. Anyone else? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 24. Do I have a motion to adjourn? No one wants to go home. Trustee Henry. Seconded by Trustee Dart. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much, folks. Thanks for being here.